we are continuing to build a deeper appreciation of the wonderful world that Hashem created perfectly for us. We were up to the third day of creation, the land masses in which we and the animals and the vegetation all live in, and the vegetation that grew out of that. That was all created on the third day. As we know, one of the most essential things for life is water. Water is one of the most amazing chemicals that exists. Mitzad Echad is so simple, just hydrogen and oxygen. Mitzad Hashen, it has all the chemical properties that are necessary for life. But the multitudes of chemical reactions within the cells of every living thing, there needs to be a liquid medium, which water is perfectly designed for that. Both as being the perfect medium for these reactions to take place. It's a perfect solvent for the different materials that are needed for the body. It's perfectly designed for the circulation which is necessary to keep us alive, the regulation of our heat, and many, many other things. Now that Hashem separated the water into the oceans and the dry land on top, so how does the entire world get its most necessary thing, the water? So the pasuk continues, HaMeshaleach mayonim banecholim bein horim yalechu. Hashem made rivers from wellsprings going through the mountains, the highest mountains. They have those springs where water comes to. You'll bring water for the wild animals that don't have anyone to care for them to drink from, even if they live on the mountains or far away from the oceans or lakes. It will quench their thirsts. The birds that are flying, they also go down into the lakes and the rivers. And then the birds go on the trees that grow from the earth and the water and their seeds, and they chirp on top of. Mashke horim el Yosef. He brings rainwater on the top of the mountains from the highest clouds. They're above the highest mountains. Repri masecha tis ba'aretz. And from the results of this system that was set up, the entire world will be satiated. And this is what Hashem did. All the water that is needed for life is in the oceans. But Hashem made a process that water evaporates from the oceans and forms clouds. And those clouds go high up above the highest parts of the world. And then they rain down onto the world. It's unimaginable the amount of rain that the world receives every year. It's quadrillions of liters of rain, numbers we can't even imagine, more than that. And they go all over the world. And the rainwater itself in the ice on the top of the mountains that melts, gathers, and that makes the rivers, and that makes the lakes. And those lakes eventually go back into the ocean, and the process starts over and over again. So Hashem set up this beautiful system. Water was separated from the earth so we could live on the world. But the direly needed water was redistributed through his messengers, the clouds, that are brought by his winds all around the world and every place is necessary. And they produce the rivers and the lakes and everything else that brings the water to every needed area. You should think every day about the tremendous chasodim v'akodesh Baruch Hu. Now it's the winter season. We started saying Talumota. And when we say it, stop a second and appreciate this amazing system that Hashem set up, replenishing itself, bringing life to wherever it's necessary, giving us our basic needs, and eventually bringing the soiva, satiation, to every bria, from the little insects to the plant life, animal life, and to us. This is Hashem's Hashkocha over us. Shebezeicha, to appreciate it. We say a bracha of Birchas Hashanim, bracha Leinas Hashana Zois. We should have a year of bracha, both in the Saint Talamata, both in our Parnosa, and everything we need. We should only have bracha. What brings the bracha, the Chinuch says, is our appreciation of the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these are things that sometimes we take for granted. Now is the time to pay a little more attention to it. When it's raining, not just be annoyed by the wetness, but appreciate this amazing thing, how every droplet comes down in a comfortable fashion, reaches every place, and takes care of the needs of the entire world, especially our needs. Should be zeicha to appreciate this. Feel the bracha, feel the simcha, and be zeicha to all the yeshuas that come from our appreciation of Hashem's goodness.